Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for your power that is working in our lives, making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your blessings that we have received. Thank you for your favor that is resting on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for turning impossibilities to possibilities. Thank you for breakthroughs we have received from you. Thank you for victories your presence and power has wrought in our lives. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, O Lord, for how you destroy the works of the devil that were fashioned against us. Thank you for how you have terminated our shame and disgrace. Thank you for how you frustrate the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing to pass your will and desires for our lives. Thank you for gifts you have released into our lives in this fasting season. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the revelations and impartations and visitations and encounters we have gotten from you during this fasting season. Thank you for blessings and help we don't even qualify for. Blessings and helps we don't deserve that you have channeled into our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you have blessed the sources of our income. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for defending your purposes in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the way you have been visiting us and helping us from the first day of these 10 days marathon prayers. Thank you because we have seen your power and we have seen your glory. We have seen your grace. We have touched your grace, experienced your grace. We have drank from your grace. Thank you, Jesus. I ask, O God, that even as we would be spending time with you right now, seeking your face, praying, telling you our heart desires, O Lord, let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let our helps come. Change our lives, O Lord. In this meeting, let your presence be felt visibly in the name of Jesus. In this meeting, let your power manifest to change our lives and situations for good in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to sing some worship songs. And after that, we would go into prayer points. We have a Father, Almighty Father, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I is art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. She laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really wanna worship you, my God. You have all my heart and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. Give your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Your name is higher than heavenly orders. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is I. Your name is I. Not every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is I above all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Forever you are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 To the Almighty God. Hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. To the Most High God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Lord, be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Lord, be thy name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the power of the Lord come down right now. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the fire, let the fire of the Lord come down into this place. Oh, let the fire of the Lord come down right now. Let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down right now. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come down and change our lives. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of hosts, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of gods, the ruler of rulers, the mighty God, the almighty God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. Father, we worship You. Oh Lord, we worship You. Ancient of Days, we worship You. Adonai, we worship You. Miracle Worker, we worship You. Mountain Mover, we worship You. Way Maker, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. You are greater than everything and everyone. You are higher than everything and everyone. You are the Almighty God. You are the Most High God. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. No one can compare with You. No one can be like You. You are the Almighty God. You are the Almighty God. We bless Your name, Father. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Be thou exalted forever. Be thou magnified forever. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your life. There is no end to your glory. You are so great. You are so mighty. You are so powerful. You are so wonderful. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for mighty things you will still do. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this a prayer of thanksgiving, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, thank you for visiting me. Thank you, Lord, for visiting my life. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for defending me. I begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your visitation I have received. Thank you for your support I have received. Thank you for your helps I have received. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you, for I have received your visitation. Thank you, for I have received helps from you. You have helped me. You have protected me. You have defended me. You have supported me. You have blessed me. You have healed me. You have prospered me. You have delivered me. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank him like that. You have taught me your ways. You have revealed yourself to me. You have strengthened me. You have revived me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have lifted me higher than limitations. You have rescued me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to ask for forgiveness of your sins, especially the sins of omission. You know, there are two dimensions of sin. There is a sin of commission, and there is a sin of omission. Sin of commission means that you deliberately committed the sin. Yeah, you committed the sin. You did the sinful act. But the sin of omission means that what you are supposed to do, you did not do it. Yeah, that is sin of omission. What you know, that God requires from you to do, you fail to do it. Yeah, we some people will say, it went out of my mind. I just forgot. Yeah, whether you forget or not, it is the same. Yeah, since the Holy Spirit and God expects that you should do those things and then you did not do it. So you're going to say, Father, forgive me of every sin I have committed. Forgive me for not doing the things you required of me to do. Oh, open your mouth and begin to ask the Lord to forgive you. Say, Lord, forgive me of every sin of omission. Lord, forgive me of every sin of omission. I repent today. The things that I know I should do, but I did not do it. In James chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says that when you know to do good, and you don't do that good thing that you know to do, that it is a sin. Yeah, when you know to do what is right and you fail to do that which is right, it is a sin. Begin to say, oh Lord, forgive me of every sin I have done. Every sin of commission, every sin of omission. Oh Lord, forgive me. I repent today. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, forgive me of every sin I have done, I have committed. Every sin of commission, every sin of omission, Lord, forgive me now. According to your mercies, according to your love, forgive me, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the good work you have started in my life from the beginning of this year, oh Lord, complete it now. Complete it now. The good work you have started in my life from the beginning of this year, Lord, complete it now. In this month of September, let it be completed. Let it be finished. Open your mouth and pray like that. You'll be surprised that it is in this month of September that you will record the highest testimonies. Yeah, you'll be surprised that it is in this month that you will record the highest testimonies. From when you have been joining our prayer sessions, you will realize that it is in this month you will record great miracles. Begin to say, Father, complete all the works you have started in my life from the beginning of this year. The good works you have begun to do in my life from the beginning of this year, oh Lord, complete them now. Complete them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, complete them. Finish them. For you don't start what you will not finish. Lord, I know that you don't start what you will not finish. The good work you have started in my life from January this year, Lord, let it be completed now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it be completed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit that guides and directs. I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit that will guide me and direct me into all truth. I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit that will lead me, guide me, direct me into all truth, into all righteousness, into all the will of the Lord for my life. I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the voice of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the revelation of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the dreams and visions of the Holy Spirit that will guide and direct and lead me into all truth, into all righteousness, into all the will of the Lord, into the manifestation of all the plans of the Lord for my life. in the name of Jesus, begin to receive it. Say, I receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the voice of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the word from the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the revelations of the Holy Spirit. I receive the ministry of the dreams and visions of the Holy Spirit. That will guide me, that will lead me, that will direct me into all truths. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you look at the theme of this 30 days fast, yeah, you realize that it says taking your place in the kingdom of God. Taking your place in the kingdom of God. Yeah, and of course there were a lot of prayer points that have been given to you. Yeah, and I mentioned in some of those prayer points that there is a place of identity in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you were born again to look like Jesus. You were born again, you were saved to become like Jesus. So if you're a Christian and you are not like Jesus in character, you are not like Jesus in mindset, you're not like Jesus in attitude, you can never take your place in God's kingdom. So the identity of Jesus must be your identity. The nature of Jesus must become your nature. That is how you will take your place in the kingdom of God. Begin to pray. Begin to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, change me to become like Jesus. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, change me to become like Jesus. I want to become like Christ. I want to become like Christ. And the Bible told us that when God created man, he created man in his likeness. So God wants us to be like him. To be like him in nature. Begin to pray, say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, change me to become like Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Lord, by your Holy Spirit in me, by your Spirit in me, change me to become like Christ in nature. Change me to become like Christ in nature. Change me to become like Christ in attitude. Change me to become like Christ in mindset. Change me to become like Christ in character. Change me to become like Christ in my lifestyle. Change me to become like Christ in sacrifices, in being sacrificial. Lord, change me to become like Christ by your Holy Spirit, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, change me. Change me. Change me to become like Christ. To become like Jesus. To become like Jesus. I want to become like Jesus. I want to think like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. I want to be focused like Jesus. Jesus was focused on his purpose. There was no single day Jesus was out of purpose. He was so focused on the reason why he came into this world. Begin to say, Father, change me to become like Jesus in focus. Change me to become like Jesus in self-denial. Change me to become like Jesus in selflessness. Change me to become like Jesus in being sacrificial. Change me, Father, by your Spirit in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that we should put on Christ The Bible says we should put on the new man that is created in Christ Jesus. That new man is like Christ. The new person you are meant to become is that new person is like Christ. Yeah, and the Bible says that that we should we should put on that new man. We should put on Christ. The Bible says you should put off the old man. The person you were before you met Christ is to put off that man, cut off that nature, kill that nature, and then embrace the new nature that Jesus is giving you. Embrace the new personality that Jesus is giving you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your manifold grace, make it easy for me to get rid of my old man, to get rid of my sinful nature and put on your own nature and put on the nature of Christ. Say, Father, according to your manifold grace. Manifold means that according to men, the many grace, like many graces, sufficient grace that is in God. So, Lord, according to all the grace that is in you, help me to be able to put off the old man. Help me to be able to kill the sinful nature that is in me and to put on your own nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me according to your many graces, according to your manifold grace. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. You need help. By yourself, you cannot do it. You can't just put on the nature of Christ. You can't just put off the sinful nature. You can't do it by yourself. You need help. You need help. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me according to your manifold grace to get rid of the nature of Adam, the nature of sin that I was born with when I came into this world. The nature of sin I inherited from Adam. Lord, help me to put it off. Help me to get rid of that nature. Help me to get rid of that nature. Help me to get rid of that nature. And help me to put on myself, on my mind, on my spirit, on my life, your own nature. Help me to put on Christ in every hour of my life. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You cannot be given your place in God's kingdom if you have not surrendered to the standards of God's kingdom, if you have not agreed with the ways of God's kingdom, the principles of God's kingdom. You cannot be given a throne in God's kingdom. You cannot be given a dominion in God's kingdom, authority in God's kingdom, power in God's kingdom, if you have not surrendered to the standards, to the rule, to the law in God's kingdom. If you have not surrendered to the principles of God's kingdom, it is impossible. Yeah, you know, I'm a young man, and I am have seen many young men who want to walk in the power of God. They want to walk in power, you know, they want to walk in anointing of the Holy Ghost. They want to operate in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They want the power of God to, you know, to manifest through them for miracles to happen. But they are not ready to surrender to the standards of God's kingdom. Then I look at them and I shake my head because they are just wasting their time. If you can surrender to the laws that govern a kingdom, then the power in that kingdom will not work for you and will not work through you. So you're going to pray. Your life must be consistent with the standard that is in God's kingdom, the standard of righteousness, the standard of obedience, the standard of faith, the standard of sacrifices, being sacrificial. Yeah, the standard of humility, the standard of love, selfless love. Yeah, so your life must be consistent with all these standards for you to be really given your place in God's kingdom. Yeah, so if your life has failed the standards of God, don't expect that the power of God will work in your life. Don't expect that the power of God will flow through you. So begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I surrender to the standards and principles that governs the kingdom of God. Yeah, begin to say, I surrender to the standards and principles and laws that governs the kingdom of God. And begin to say, I surrender. Yeah. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The standard of the fear of God. If you have not surrendered to that standard, if you have not embraced the fear of God, you have not embraced purity, don't expect that you'll be given your place in God's kingdom. Begin to say, I surrender. Begin to say, I surrender. To surrender is a deliberate action. God is not going to force any man. You have to willingly surrender and say, I give up my own ways. I give up my own will. I give up my own desires. Now I surrender to God's ways. I surrender to God's standards. I surrender to God's will. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray, say, I surrender to all the standards by which heaven is ruled, by which the kingdom of God is governed. Say, I surrender to all the principles. Thank you, Lord. By which heaven is governed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know what? When Jesus came and he was showing the people the kingdom of God, I mean, Jesus came into the world as a man in Israel, and he was showing the people the kingdom of God. Many of them were not comfortable with everything Jesus was showing them. They were not comfortable. So it is not easy to surrender to the standards that governs God's kingdom. Yeah, Jesus was telling them, said, if a man slap you on the right cheek, Jesus said, turn the left cheek to that man. Let him slap you again. Jesus said, if a soldier tell you to run a mile, maybe that soldier or that person is punishing you, and then said, your punishment is you have to walk and run a mile. Jesus said you should go extra miles. Yeah. Jesus said you should love your enemies. Jesus said you should do good to those that hate you. I don't know if you have seen all these things in your Bible. He said, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. He even said, pray for your enemies. Now, these are the standards that govern the kingdom of God. Yeah. But many are uncomfortable with this. Yeah, a lot of people are uncomfortable with this standard. And you embracing this standard is how you take your place in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Yeah. The Bible says, do not repay evil with evil. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. Yeah. The Bible says you should forgive everyone that have wronged you. Forgive. So these are some of the standards. The reason why the prayers of many Christians remain unanswered till today is because our lives are still the standards of God's kingdom. Our lives, our actions, our attitude, our lifestyle are still the standards that govern God's kingdom. And then we want the angels to release the blessing. We want miracles to happen, but our lives and actions are contradicting the standards that govern God's kingdom. So we're going to pray. You are going to ask God to help you, because I want your prayers to be answered.
Yeah,
I seriously want your prayers to be answered. We're going to ask God to really help you. But if you say, Father, even when I feel uncomfortable with embracing your standard, oh Lord, help me. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to find joy in living according to your standard. In living according to your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Even when I feel uncomfortable, Lord, help me to embrace your ways. This is a very serious matter. Even when my nature is failing to agree with your standard, even when my emotions, my mind is failing to agree with your standard, Lord, don't reject me. Don't forsake me. Lord, please help me. Help me to surrender to your will. Help me to surrender to your ways. Help me to embrace your standards. Help me to thank you, Lord. I believe your prayer. So Lord, help me. Help me. Even when I don't feel like doing what is right, Lord, please don't listen to my feelings. Still help me. Help me, Lord, to do what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, you know,
some time ago, I got a revelation about the personality of God. And I think I have shared it before. I saw that God could choose otherwise. I mean, God could choose to become otherwise. You know, we know that God is merciful, God is the God of justice, the proper justice, corrupt justice. Yeah, God is the partial justice. And then God is the God of righteousness, the God of peace. Yeah, he's a God of good things. So God is good. Yeah. But I saw by revelation that God had a choice. Yeah, God had a choice. He could choose to become the negative of what he is now. The Holy Spirit was showing me that God had to make a choice. Yeah. And then God became that choice. Yeah. So being that God chose to be who he is, because he has power to become the opposite of everything he is. Yeah, he had power. He had the right. He could choose to become the opposite. But then he chose to become who he is, and then he made a covenant with himself to remain that way forever. So he chose to become a holy God, a pure God, a loving God, a merciful God. Yeah, and he chose to remain like that forever. Even though he could become otherwise. So God could decide to be selfish. He could decide to be dark. Yeah. But he chose otherwise. So he chose who he is now. He chose it. Yeah. And then the Holy Spirit was now telling me that this same applies to everyone that will be a child of God or a son of God. You must make a choice and you must become that choice. So meaning that you must make a choice, and that choice must have an inscription that says no going back. You must make a choice, and that choice must have an inscription on it that says, no going back. Yeah. I have chosen this path of the truth, this path of light, this path of righteousness, and I am not going back. So until you make that choice, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah, once you make a choice, and the foundation of that choice is that, you know, the foundation of that choice is that I am not going back. Whether things goes well, whether things does not go well, whether it is easy, whether it is hard, I have made this choice, and I am not going back. So the Holy Spirit told me that until Christians begin to make choices like this, that many of them will not enter into his kingdom. Yeah. Said many Christians will not enter into God's kingdom. Until we begin to make permanent choices for righteousness. Permanent choice for holiness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength. Thank you, Lord. I receive strength to make permanent choice for God. Permanent choice for God's righteousness. Permanent choice for holiness. Permanent choice to embrace God's ways and not go back. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe you're praying. This is a serious matter. This is very critical. See, I receive strength to begin to make permanent choices to follow the Lord. Even if the whole world is falling down, even if the whole world is falling in pieces, even if everything in the world turns against me, I receive strength to make a permanent choice to follow the Lord. I don't know if you are ready to walk this path. I don't know if you are willing to walk this path. Say, I receive strength to make permanent choices for righteousness. Say, I receive strength to make permanent choices for holiness. I receive strength to make permanent choices to follow the truth, to obey the truth, to surrender to the truth, to live according to the truth. I receive strength. I receive strength. Whether it is convenient, whether it is not convenient, whether it is comfortable, whether it's not comfortable, I receive strength now. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive strength. I receive strength to make permanent choices for the ways of God, for the standards of God, and not go back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points, and then we are going to round off the session. 7 more prayer points. I want you to raise up right hand. I have said it before that in the midst of pains, Jesus is there. In the midst of weaknesses, Jesus is there. In the midst of failures and sorrow, Jesus is there. In the midst of thick darkness, Jesus is there. So you need an anointing to find that Jesus that is in the midst of thick darkness. That Jesus that is in the midst of pains and weaknesses. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Release upon me an anointing that sees the presence of Jesus in darkness. An anointing that sees the presence of Jesus in my darkness. An anointing that sees that will enable me to see the presence of Jesus in my problems, in my pains, in my sicknesses, in my diseases, and to embrace Him and to connect with Him. I'll open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand, say, Lord, put upon me an anointing that will enable me to see your light that is deep down in the thickest darkness. The Bible says that, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend, because darkness cannot see it. Darkness could not identify not comprehended. There is a great light in the midst of pains. There is a great light in the midst of troubles. Only if you can see it. There are great solutions in the midst of the toughest problems. Only if you can see it. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Lord, put on me the anointing that will enable me to see the presence of Jesus in the midst of my darkness, in the midst of my confusion, in the midst of frustrations, in the midst of troubles, in the midst of lack, hunger, poverty, sufferings. Put on me the anointing that will enable me to see the presence of Jesus in the midst of these things and to embrace Him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive strength. To believe what the Lord is doing for me, in me, above what the enemy is doing. Yeah, some Christians fail to receive answers to their prayers. Because they believe more in what the devil is doing than what God is doing. So you're going to say, I receive strength to believe in what the Lord is doing in my life, in what the Lord is doing for my life, above what the enemy is doing against me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Your faith must be correct. If the answers to your prayers will come, your faith must be correct. Say, I receive strength to believe what the Lord is doing in me above what the enemy is doing against me. The Bible says that if God be for you, who can be against you? The Bible says that those that are on your side are greater than those that are coming against you. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say, I receive strength to believe all that the Lord is doing in my life and for my life, above all the enemy is doing against me, I receive strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness that is turning everything and everyone in my life against my life, against me. Let the fire of God consume them now. Say, I come against every power of darkness, every force of hell that is turning everything in my life against me, turning everyone in my life against me. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God consume them. Every witchcraft that is working in my life, turning people against me, turning my helpers against me, turning everything and everyone against me. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of God, destroy them now. Every environmental demon, environmental darkness, turning everything in my life against me. Fire of God, destroy them now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. 4 more prayer points. God is called El Shaddai, which also means the Almighty God, because He can never be stranded. He can never be stranded. And not only that, because He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anybody's help. That is why He is called El Shaddai. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone's help. And He can never be stranded. He can create something out of nothing. He can bring things out of nothing. So those things don't have to be there. Those things that God needs don't have to be there. In fact, the raw materials for those things don't have to be there. God can bring things out of nothing. So maybe you look at your life and then you feel like, how can I be great? My parents are not rich. I do not come from a wealthy family. I'm not earning a big salary. What else? I don't have connections with rich people and wealthy people. So how can I be great? If you know the El Shaddai, you will not limit what God can do with your life. If you have a revelation of the El Shaddai, you will not ask those questions. Because God cannot be stranded. God can create whatever He wants. He doesn't need anyone's help. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, I invoke the ability of the El Shaddai. You're going to say, I invoke the ability, the power of the El Shaddai to create everything that my life needs to rise into greatness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Let's shine again, Pesosiala. You don't have to come from a wealthy background to be wealthy. You don't have to know anybody that is rich to succeed. All you need to know, you just need to know the El Shaddai. You just need to believe in the El Shaddai. You just need to trust in the El Shaddai. That is all that you need. That is all that you need. Begin to say, I invoke the ability of the El Shaddai to create everything I need to rise into greatness right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You don't need to beg people to help you. You don't need to beg people to sponsor your vision. You just need to trust in the El Shaddai. Continue to pray. Say, I call upon the power of the El Shaddai, the power of the Almighty God, to create everything I need to rise into greatness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come out of every bondage. I ignorantly walked into. You're going to say, I come out of every bondage. I accidentally walked into. I mistakenly walked into. You're going to say, I come out right now. I come out right now. I come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come out. Say, I come out of every bondage, of every captivity I accidentally entered. I come out right now in Jesus' name. I come out right now in Jesus' name. I come out right now in Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Say, I come out of every bondage. I come out of every captivity I mistakenly walked into. I ignorantly walked into. I come out right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Lord is telling me that some of you, you will receive help from your relative shortly. Like, shortly, a relative will help you. I mean, a family relative. Yeah. Maybe a uncle, maybe your uncle, your aunt, things like that. Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I fill my life with your glory. You're going to say, Father, fill my life with your glory. And let your glory transform my life. Let your glory change my life into the picture you want my life to look like. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, fill my life with your glory. Fill my life with your glory. Fill my life with your glory. Let your glory change my life into the picture you want it to look like. Let your glory change my life. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let your glory change my life. In the name of Jesus. And she had a cattle session about. And take her to generation. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point, you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Eliminate every mark on me that is attracting darkness into my life. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Eliminate every mark on me that is attracting darkness into my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, eliminate every mark that has been placed on me to connect me with the dark world, to connect me with demons, to connect me with demonic realms, with realms of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, eliminate them now. Thank you, Lord. Every mark on my body that is binding me to the demonic worlds, to the realms of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Eliminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Eliminate them now. Every mark the enemy has placed on my body, on my soul, on my spirit, to connect me with realms of darkness, to connect me with evils. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Remove them. Eliminate them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for the miracles you are doing to surprise us, to promote us, to elevate us. Thank you for the miracles you are doing to comfort us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the doors you have opened. Yes, thank you for the doors you have opened. And thank you for the demonic doors and portals you have shut down, you have closed. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your great love for every one of us here and everyone who have joined this fasting. Thank you for your great love and mercy that is upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how you are helping us. Thank you for how you are beautifying our lives. Thank you for how you are blessing us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every demonic mind that is working in your mind, deceiving you, that you will not receive anything from the Lord in this season. Every demonic mind that is whispering to you that you won't receive anything from the Lord in this season, I decree that that mind die right now. In the name of Jesus, as you release your faith, as you exercise faith and demonstrate faith in this season, you shall see miracles. You shall see miracles. You shall experience miracles. You shall see signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall receive grace to begin to make permanent choices for God's ways, for God's nature, for God's standards, and for God's will. Receive grace now to do this in Jesus' name. Beginning from tonight, the hand of the Lord shall terminate oppressions of witchcraft in your life. In the name of Jesus. Though they have been oppressing you for a long time, the oppressions cease tonight. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is promoting poverty in your life, I bind them right now. In the name of Jesus. You shall not lack any good thing henceforth. You shall not live on debt. You shall not live on borrowing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that the same people seeking your downfall shall take the fall. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, the same people seeking your downfall shall take the fall. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.